Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Tess, Mishnah Yud Beis. Echad, Sechar Adam. Whether you hired a person to work for you. Echad Sechar Behema. Well, you rented a Behema from your friend, and you have to pay him now. Echad Sechar Kalim. Well, you rented Kalim from your friend. Yeshboy, when you pay him in time, you fulfill the mitzvah to say, Yeshboy Mishum Beyoimai Titein Scharai, the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei. In other words, you have to pay him during the time period as we discussed in the last Mishnah. So let's say he worked at night, or he stopped working during the day, you have to pay him before the sun sets. If you do, you fulfill the mitzvah of B'yayimai Titan Schari. If you don't, you're over the lab of Alei Savi Yalav HaShemesh. And if he finished working at the end of the day, so you have the entire night, you have to pay him before morning. If you pay him before morning, you fulfill the B'yayimai Titan Schari, and you're not over the lab of Alei Salin. But if the morning passes and you didn't pay him yet, so v'yeshbe mishum leisalin pu'ula sachir itcha ad baika, then you're over that lav in Pashas Kedaishim. You allowed it to go through the night. So basically, whatever we learned about paying a person also applies to paying a person for the use of his animal or the use of his keli. Zakta Mishnah Emesai, when do we say these lavim apply? Whether it's the lav of leisalin, if the night passed, or the lab of Velay Saviyal of Hashemesh, if the day passed, and the Chi of Asay of Ubiyay Metit and Scharai, it's all Bizman Shetavoy, where the worker or the owner of the Behema or the owner of the Kalim say, can I please have my Schar? Soon as they finish their Avodah, they say, I'd like to get paid. And the Balabas stalls. But if the worker or the owner of the Behema or Kali Loy Savoy does not demand his Schar, Eina Oiver of the Balabas is not Oiver. That's learned from the Pasik Loisalin Pula Sachir Itcha. Itcha means Midaitcha. He wants it and you're the one that's stalling. But if he's not asking for it, you're not Oiver. Viter says the Mishnah. Here's another way that the Balabas would not be Oiver the Lav. If Himcho Eitzel Chenvini or Eitzel Shulchini. Suppose I owe this person a dinner for a day's work. I go to the shopkeeper and I say, please give him credit. Give him pay rise up until a dinner, because I have to pay him a dinner. And shopkeeper, I'll pay you the dinner. Or he says to a money changer, give this person money, smaller coins, up to the value of a dinner, because I have to pay him that, and I'll give you the dinner. And the shopkeeper or the money changer agree. Now, Lamaisa, they didn't give it to the worker on that day. But the balabas is not over. So again, himchahu, if he set it up in such a way, himchahu, the batun urtaiches, he like removed it for himself. He said, listen, you're coming to me to get paid? I made arrangements with the shopkeeper. I set it up. I removed my responsibility. I put it on the shopkeeper. He is going to give you merchandise or the money changer. So under these circumstances, the balabas is not over, ain't over all of. What about the shopkeeper or the money changer? They're also not over the law. Because Lamai said they never hired him. Now, what is the halacha? If the worker says, please pay me, and the balabas says, I did. In Masech Teshvus, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, it says, Kol hanishboin shebetoyra, all those people, the Torah is mechayiv to swear to defend themselves. In other words, nishboim v'loy mishalman. They swear, and as a result of their shvua, they don't have to pay. But there are exceptions. There are exceptions who swear, and as a result of their swearing, they get paid. One of the exceptions is a worker. Zak the Mishnah Vayter Sachir, the worker comes, he says, can I please have my wages? The balabas says, I paid you. Bizmanoi, if the worker is asking for it within the time that the balabas is supposed to pay him, and we know what that time is, right? For someone who worked during the day, the entire night afterwards, or someone who worked throughout the night, the entire day afterwards. Nishba, then the worker swears holding a Sefer Torah, that he wasn't paid yet, v'noitel, and he takes, as a result of the Shvuah, he takes the money from the Balabais. But, avar zmanoi, but if the worker comes to ask for his money after this time period, then the worker cannot swear and take. Because this takonas chachomim, that in a dispute one should swear and take money, was only if he comes within the time period that he's supposed to get paid. Why did Chazal make this takan? If min ha-Torah, you're supposed to swear to defend yourself. In other words, the Baal HaBos should swear that I paid him. How come over here we're saying that the worker swears and takes the money? And the answer is the Baal HaBos may have many workers. He's busy with his business. He doesn't remember exactly who he paid, who he didn't pay. It's more likely that the Baal HaBos made a mistake. He thinks he paid him, but he didn't pay him yet. And although he's saying, I paid him, maybe really he's not sure. So the Chacham were misaken that the worker definitely remembers if he wasn't paid yet, he swears and takes. But this is only if he asks for the money within the time period. But if he comes only afterwards, then the Baal HaBayis, who's supposed to pay him, has two factors working in his favor. Number one, mistam he paid him already. Most people don't want to be over the lav of Baal Tolin. And there's also a chazaka that normally a worker doesn't wait before he asks for his money. So again, shaloi bizmani, if it's after the time period, it's true. Sometimes the Baal HaBayis may be busy with all his workers. But mistam, by the time the 12 hours are over, this is in his mind. He doesn't want to be over the lav of Baal Tolin. So if it's after those 12 hours and he says he paid, mistami takape. Vaitra zakt de mishna im yesh edim, if there are witnesses. Shetavoi bismanai. Witnesses come and they say, we saw that this worker asked the Baal HaBayis for his money within the time period that he was supposed to pay. And we saw that the Baal HaBayis didn't pay him then, but pushed him off and said, later. If there are such witnesses, now when he's coming, even though it's past that zman, past the next night or next day, Harezeh, this worker, Nishba Venoitel, will still swear and take. What are you telling me? There's a chazaka that he probably wasn't over the lava of Baal Tolin. We have Edim that saw him come to ask for it and he pushed him off. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Ger Toishav. Now let's explain something over here. A Ger Tzedek means a Oivet Kechavim that became a Yisrael Gomer. Became a regular Yid. Toivled himself, he had bris milah, he said he's a yid. Makabal upon himself, all the mitzvahs like a yid. So he's a regular yid. If you hold back his cha, you're over all the lavin. But not every ger is a ger tzedek. There's something called a ger toishav. A ger toishav is a ger that was makabal upon himself, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. The seven mitzvahs that even someone who is not a yid has to be makayim, but he still eats nevelos and treifos, and he's allowed to, he's not a yid. Why is a Ger Toshev called a Ger Toshev? Toshev means he's allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael because he was mekabel upon himself to guard the Zion mitzvah shel b'nei noach. There's another shita. There's a shita of Reb Meir who holds doesn't even have to be mekabel upon himself all of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, although he's obligated to listen to them. But in order for him to be a Ger Toshev, he has to be mekabel upon himself, not to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Either way, if I have a Ger Toshev working for me, yesh bo mishum b'yoymoy titen tzarei. If he worked at night, I have to pay him the next day before the sun sets. And if I don't, I'm over the assay of B'yoymei Titen Schari, and also the lav of V'lei Sovi Yolav HaShamash. But the Ein Boy one does not violate by a Ger Toshav Mishum the lav of Leisalin Pu'ula Sachir Itcha Ad Boiker, which is in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, there are three lavim. Kapitel Yotes Pasig Yud Gimel. Leisashoik Esreyacha. The Sashik is a lav for someone who doesn't pay a worker. And then it says, V'loi Sigzail, and Loi Solin, the night should not pass, Pu'ula Sachir Itchad Boiker, where you don't pay. And as we have mentioned, this Pasuk is talking about someone who worked during the day and you have a whole night to pay him. Ger Toshev is not included over here because the Pasuk says, Re'acha. However, in Parshas Kiseitse, Kapitel Chavdal, Pasuk Tezvav, here the Pasuk says, Leisashoik sachir oni ve'evyain me'achecha oi migercha ashe bi'artzecha bisharecha. Bisharecha. In Parshas Kiseitse, the Pasuk is referring to anyone that is living with you, including the Ger Toshev, although he eats neveles. And including the Ger Toshev, the Pasuk says, bi'yoymei titen scharoi. You have to pay him on the day that he works. And v'loi sava yalav ha-shemesh. Therefore, if someone does not pay a Ger Toshev, he's over the mitzvah saseh and lois saseh that is mentioned in Parshas Kiseitse. Here it does not say reyacha. Here it says bisharecha. So if he works at night, you must pay him during the day before the sun sets. And if not, as explained, he is over the saseh of b'yoymei titen tzcharei as well as the lav of leisav yolav hashemesh. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Perik Tes Mishnah Yud Beis. Whether he hired a person or rented a behemoth or rented kalim, He must pay within the time period. However, whether it's the person or he's paying for a behema or for kelim, when is the person over the assay and the lavim? Only if the worker asked for the money, the balabas pushes him off. If the worker did not ask for the money, the balabas is not over on the iser of paying late. If the balabas didn't pay the worker, but what he did do was, he went to the shopkeeper and said, look, I have to pay him a dinner here. He should have credit for a dinner. Or he went to the money changer and said, give him small coins up until a dinner, because I owe it to him. Even though Lemaisa, they didn't give it on time, neither the balabayas or the chen vini or shulchani or the shopkeeper or money changer are over. Although, whoever swears min ha-toida swears to defend himself, and as a result of a shuvah, he doesn't have to pay money. You don't have a case where a person swears to take money. The chachamim were masakin some exceptions. One of them is a sacher. A sacher, but bizmanoi. If he comes within the time period that he's supposed to be paid, and he says, please pay me. And the balabas says, I did already. The worker swears that he wasn't paid yet, and the balabas says, why did Chazal take the shvua away from the one who's defending himself and gave it to the one who's claiming the money? So we say, because the balabas is busy with workers, there's a good chance he thinks he paid him and he taka didn't pay him yet. Or he's not sure. There's a more of a chance that the worker, he knows whether he was paid or not. Once the time period passed already, meaning to say, whatever the time is that you have to pay, a night worker the whole next day, and a day worker the whole next night, so we no longer say that the worker swears and takes, because here, first of all, we have a chazaka, probably, the balabas doesn't want to be over the lav of baltalin, not to pay the worker in time. And also, why did he wait? Most workers don't wait till after the time to ask for the money. Now, if there are witnesses that the worker did ask for the money during the time period before the day was over for a night worker or the night was over for a day worker, and the witnesses say the balabas pushed him off and didn't pay him, then we say even though it's past the time, it's the worker who swears that he wasn't paid yet and takes the money. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah that a ger toishav, that's a ger who's not a full ger tzedek. A full ger tzedek is a regular din of the yid. But a ger toshav is a ger who said he's being makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Some say just not to serve a vayda zara, but he eats nevelus u'treifus. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. By a ger toshav, so one is over the yisurim that are mentioned in Parshas Kiseitze, because there it says b'sharecha, anyone that lives in your shar. So if he worked at night, and you didn't pay him the next day, you would be over the asei of b'yomei titen scharoi, and the lav of but he would not be over the lav that is mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim, which is where he works by day, and you have to pay him before the next morning. That's the lav of Leisal in Pu'ula Sacher Itchad Boiker, because over there the Pasuk says Reyacha. This doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay him. He has to pay him. The question is only these particular Isurim for not paying on time.